Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. This week, Nick and I talk about the Beer Temple 2.0 opening, the Eclipse Party at the Hancock, Oak Park Microbrew, and then we dive into some of the events you should be checking out this coming week. All that and more on this week's episode.
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, and it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
What's up, Brad? I'm Nick White.
And we survived the eclipse.
You know, the eclipse was a bit of a dud, man. I'm a little bummed out, man.
Well, it was super cloudy here in Chicago, so dud is, yeah, we had a dud.
Yeah, your boy Tom Skilling, though, he was having a good time. He was down in Carbondale, apparently. That's what the best place you could see it.
Okay.
He's, like, crying on TV and shit. Oh, this is so great.
I saw people share that video. I didn't watch it.
It was pretty funny, yeah.
But we're not here to talk about weather. We're here to talk about beer.
We're not here to talk about the round earth theory and the
not
the,
a theory.
The round sun and the moon and this alleged eclipse that happened. We're not here for that.
We're here to talk about beer, what we're drinking, what we did drink, and what we're planning on drinking. So let's start with the present, the now. We got some Distill.
Yeah,
going on here. I also have a can from Michigan that buddy Jake Williams brought down for me, but yeah. We were sipping on that beforehand.
Yeah, good way to balance it out, man. This is from a fest called the Mopop Fest.
It was like a collaboration beer, I think.
Cool. So this is a Griffin Festa Pale Ale. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but we kicked it off with that beer this time because we have a sour from Distill.
Yeah,
and.
We don't really lean on sours the whole show. So, yeah, it's good that we started with this pale.
Yeah, well, it's tough to have a podcast where you're talking all the time and you're drinking a sour beer.
Yeah.
That seems like it. I got this and I was reluctant because I'm like, this is going to be dangerous. We're just going to be puckery and thirsty and in need of refreshment.
Luckily, it's a Goza, and they're typically lower on the scale in all things, right? Like in tartness and ABV, mm-hmm. right? Just it's good. It's good that we got this one of the group. And I think Distill is really the first crew to put sours in cans.
There's not very many people doing it. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty neat to see. It's got to be weird because it's probably not that tested because it's weird acidic stuff eating through that coating that's on the aluminum and what kind of effects that might have long term if it sits on the shelf.
Yeah.
But it's cold, so it's not like super active.
Yeah, this coming in at 11 IBUs. And they are one of those crews that's really proud of the in-your-face, rip the enamel off your teeth kind of sour ales. So yeah. I'm glad that we just got the goes and it's nice and groovy. It's not over the top.
Yeah, they also had I almost picked up two of them. I almost picked up the blueberry and the regular Goza, so we could kind of have them side by side. But I figured just go blueberry today. But I'm digging that. I know Distill, back in the day when I went to the Madison, Great Taste, the Midwest, that was when Distill was like the pipe works.
Okay, they were the darlings of the moment.
Everybody wanted their beers. Everyone was chasing it. I think because they hit on like everything people wanted. It was different. It was sour. It was light. So you had like guys and girls digging it.
There was a new buzz, right? Yeah. Like it was that, yeah. I hear you. Hopperation Overload is a cool IPA from them. The whole Sancta Cara series, which is all just like blended stuff and sour stuff and barrel-aged stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I dig them. I dig what they're doing. And this is, it's in your face, but for me, it's not too much.
Right. You know? What was the alcohol? 5.2. So a little higher than maybe something that Off Color is doing.
Yeah.
But not by much. 5. You can do that.
This is good stuff. I'm glad we tried this.
Cool. So we'll keep sipping on that, and maybe we'll dip back into this pale ale if we need to. But this past week, There's some fun stuff going on with the Eclipse. There was that. What about you? Did you make it to anything?
Total Eclipse of the Heart. The lady who wrote that song apparently sang during the eclipse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just in her shower or something? Where
I think it was a concert. I haven't seen video. I've seen even this video of Tom Skilling crying. I haven't seen the Total Eclipse of the Heart lady do her thing.
Okay.
I'd rather watch that than Tom Skilling. But
yeah, no one really wants to watch anyone cry.
This is great, huh?
That's
God.
Hey, that hater on the Tom Skilling. So your events, what'd you hit up this past week?
All right, so I was at the Sun Crusher Solar Eclipse Party at, Hancock. I originally went to the Sears Tower.
Okay.
And had to get back in the Uber and go to Hancock like an idiot. Yeah, nothing really to report there. It wasn't much of a party. I was expecting more of like more crowd engagement, maybe more hosting, maybe somebody on the microphone giving us some fun facts about the eclipse, maybe somebody diving into the beers. None of that. It was just kind of like, yeah, Revolution's here. They're spinning a wheel, and you can win like a bandana or a koozie or maybe a T-shirt.
Okay. Did you win anything?
I was drinking Rev, so I'm like, please let me win the koozie.
Yeah.
So she the fix was in, so I won the koozie.
So like right please on. Let me win $1 million. Yes. All right. That's cool.
It was fine, though. Nothing really there. Oh, but the Beer Temple. They're calling it Beer Temple 2.0.
The next door?
The next door. So Beer Temple is a bottle shop in Chicago, but they were also like a delivery service, too, I believe. And they had a little...
For beer. Not for like, okay.
Yeah, not like Uber Eats or anything.
Okay. No, it wasn't. We got to make some cash on the side. This beer thing isn't working out.
Out here hustling, man. You need some furniture, move that. No, they were and then really just like for like corporate events.
Okay.
Like big orders, right, on the delivery side. Oh, but they got like a 20-tap bar now in addition to the bottle shop. So they're a slashy.
Can you buy beer that store and open it up next door?
I'm not sure because everything in the store part where the bottle shop stuff was all empty when I was there.
Oh, they sold out?
No, I'm like, when are you moving? They're like, we're moving in like 72 hours. And I'm like, oh, because you got a lot of work to do because this thing is totally empty.
Yeah.
So the only thing open and functional was the tap room.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay.
So right now they had the tap room only, and now they moved next door to a much bigger space.
So they're not keeping the old space.
Okay. I thought it was an expansion. It's a full-on move.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
it makes more sense, right?
Yeah. So that's why it's 2.0. I thought it was just like, hey, next door we have the tap room. That's 2.0. No, that's just okay.
Yeah. So it was good, man. It was, they've got the beautiful woodwork everywhere, right? And really cool neon signs from like Scratch and Omnipolo. Oh, but they've got one of these tap systems where it's like, I think like the IPAs or even the lagers are going to be served at a colder temperature, like 33 degrees, versus like, like an ESB or some of the other styles, it'll be served at like 44 degrees. So it's one of those temperature, like these four taps are for this temp and the majority taps are for a different temp.
That's some nerdy stuff.
It's pretty nerdy, yeah. I was at Threes in New York and they were, they had a similar system. That's the only time that I've seen that. Where like, yeah, we want our Saisons to be a different temp from beer, these other beers kind of thing.
Crazy, so, okay.
That was cool. But yeah, it was all about like just seeing people you hadn't seen in a while, man. Like Jonathan Surratt, Beer Nader, and his wife, Beer Princess, got to hang out with them. Stevie Hamburg from the Chicago Beer Society.
Nice.
That kind of thing. And then the crew there is a crew that really go kind of way back with. I didn't realize that till I got there. But the guys behind the bar. So like, let's see, Pork and Alcohol on Twitter. Ryan's his name. Oh, but he was the guy at Finch that would always help us out when we brought the brew bus there.
Oh, okay.
And then Nick Conti, who was in the bottle shop, he used to work for Delilah's when we threw our big craft beer party there.
Oh, okay.
So our craft beer week party. So it was cool to catch up with people.
Nice.
There was a weird side conversation with the Firestone Walker guy, Rob. He's like the locals
rep. Right, yeah.
Yeah, and he was saying how, because Matt, he was there, we were talking about Honker's Ale. And like, because we were drinking on this ESB from Fuller's. And I'm like, man, I didn't realize I would dig this ESB that much. And Honker's is an ESB.
Yeah.
And we were talking about like, why is it not like, why?
As popular?
Yeah. Why aren't they pushing it as a legacy item? You know what I mean? Because like during the Greg Hall, the Saved by the Bell thing, he was saying that, Honker's and Bourbon County are the two longest running beers. Mm-hmm. And they would come in, Matt Brennelson, who's now at Firestone Walker, they come to Chicago and they're looking for Honkers on tap. They can't find it anywhere.
Right.
And, you know, he used to brew that beer. And he's like, why no Honkers Ale? It was an interesting talk.
Why? What'd you say? Why?
Well, because it's hard to sell. It's kind of a...
It's boring.
It's boring. It's kind of an old man beer. However, I will say this. I think it's more interesting than, like, we had the Kolsch last week, right?
Sure.
And I think it's more interesting than that, right?
There's a place for the Kolsch. The Kolsch is like crush it.
The Kolsch is crushable.
You're crushing, you're drinking it, you're outside. You're not drinking an ESB on the beach.
I think, yeah, that's true. I think brown ale, I think ESB.
An Irish beach, but...
Right? And I think, like, I don't think crush, I don't think party. I just think, like, sitting at a bar with some cats you like talking to and there's no TV and it's just conversation. I think of it as that beer. Like a.
Because the ESB, that maltiness fills you up. You're like kind of. You feel good. It warms you up, fills you up, and you can continue talking. Where a Kolsch is like, I got to pound this because I want it cold and crisp. And
that's true. I mean, the layers on an ESB are going to be there even as it warms up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's not the same for the Kolsch.
No.
Yeah. So it was a good talk. But, you know, I thought about it because, like, I didn't want the pills I was on. It was a Truman pills. I'm like, I don't want this. Mm. But, yeah. Oh, but anyway, we were talking about the ESB because... Well, yeah, the Fuller's that was on there, Honkers Ale, but then their 25th anniversary beer at Goose Island was basically an imperial version of Honkers.
Okay.
And we always, so that was just an interesting side conversation because I really enjoyed the ESB versus the pills that day.
Yeah, and there's not that many people that do ESBs because, like you said, it's boring.
Yeah, and there's a pain in the ass to make, apparently, according to...
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we're hanging out at on Tap Deck at Goose Island a few years ago for that 25. And the brewer, we know the brewer, he's yelling at us. He's like, God damn, this anniversary beer is a real pain in the ass, you know. Because, you know, it's got like five different malts.
Yeah,
and like, you know, same number of different hops. Like, it's a complex beer.
That's funny where you have, like, a beer, like an IPA. Those, easy to make for like, on the scheme of things. But then you have, like, a New England IPA that's kind of hard to make because it's, like, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, and everyone's like doing their own kind of...
Yeah, it's kind of, there's no right, there's no one way to do it yet.
Yeah.
And so it's funny that those kind of beers, sometimes the harder beers to make don't make it into the forefront, but then you have something like the New England IPA that's pretty messy to make that you're like, oh.
People are just all over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good. It was good to see everybody at the Beer Temple. Yeah, so they've got 21 taps. They got the bottle shop, and they are open today. So they're open to the public now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. So check it out. Make it over there. They're at, was it Belmont and
like
Elston?
Belmont. Yeah,
yeah,
it's like that six corner thing.
Right by Kuma's, Demon Tap.
Yep.
Burger King. I was trying to think what else was right there. Honey Butter Fried Chicken's not far.
Honey Butter Fried Chicken's like couple, two, three blocks up the street. Yeah. And the Burger King.
Speaking of running into people, I made it to Oak Park Micro Brew Review.
Right on. The 10th annual.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 10th. This is my first for me. 10th for Oak Park.
Right on.
So every 10 years, I'll make it out to Oak Park for this event. We hit up the garage, so no problems parking or anything, and then you could just kind of walk over, so that was pretty easy. First people ran into Heather.
Festival Heather.
Heather.
Heather Kundert.
Yeah.
Right on.
I didn't recognize her at first because she's like in her sunglasses and like her
super
badge.
Super cool,
and,
summer
too
zone.
Cool and like running the event. I was like... It was like after I walked away, I was like, oh, that was Heather. Because like, I like was very polite and said like, hi. Just like, whoops. I felt like a little bad, so I thought I'd bring it up here. Then a couple other people.
Hi, Heather.
Yeah. If she still listens now. She turned it off at that point.
Yeah, right. Because she was on the show once for, I want to say, Craft Beer Week.
Right.
Chicago Craft Beer Week 1 year.
Yeah.
Yeah, back at the old studio.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, ran into some people there. Then we walked down. Like, you get your. This was weird because we parked in the garage, so we came in from one side of the festival.
The garage is like a block down.
Yeah,
right?
But you pick up your badge and your glass at like the middle, like where the metro stop is. So if you took the metro in, you'd like grab it right away.
Yeah.
But otherwise, you don't. you don't see it until later. So I was like, I don't know where to get the glass and like, how, what's happening here? I'm having to walk past all these, there's no signs. And then finally you get your glass and everything. So then we walked to the far end of the street and then just started working our way back basically to the car and saying hi to people. Ran into Pete Crowley.
Oh, right on. Who I believe started that event.
Yeah, he did. So there was, I think I put it on our Instagram stories, like, if you see this man, like, they had signs about him there because he started it, so that was pretty cool. Ran into Brian Shimko.
Blue Island.
Blue Island, talked to them for a little bit. Ran into an old beer friend. He was chasing the haze.
Man, it's all about that haze, bro. Yeah,
so he was chasing that, looking for those New England-style IPAs. We ran into Will Turner. Will Turner was there.
Right on. We got to get him on the show.
I know.
He's one of the five best brewers in Chicago.
I know. We got to do it. Ran into Gary Gulley. He was pouring. He's got some fun events coming up. A lot of stuff they're doing over at the Larmus Tap Room. So he's kind of enlightening us on what's happening there.
This blueberry makes me happy, Brad.
Yeah. All right. I like it. Who else do we see? But yeah, I just tried like a handful of beers, nothing like crazy. It was more like saying hi to people because I hadn't seen a lot of folks in a while.
It's weird, man. I feel like, you know, like, yeah, unless it's, well, Oak Park is going out of town. So if you see Oak Park or Great Taste, you see everyone you know or Phobab. But yeah, even though we're all in the same city, we're rarely all like on the same page seeing each other like every weekend, like you would think. But, you know, yeah. So when you see people, you get excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So it was a perfect, but it was a perfect day for this fest. Like, part of me had wished that I took the Metro in. I didn't realize that you could take the Metro or the Green Line.
Yeah.
And be like right there.
Yeah.
Because I drove and I'm like, well, I can't really, I can have a few beers and like taste a couple things and say hi to people. So I was going real easy because.
That's true. You could have caught the Ashland Green Line late by Goose.
So, and like being, there were so many cops around. Like they're like around making sure people don't like leave and people don't come in that shouldn't be there. Because Oak Park, it's nice, but then there's also bad parts of it. So you have like people kind of maybe lurking in too. So it was just a weird spot for a fest knowing like, oh, I got to drive out of here too. So I recommend anyone, now that I know that I've finally been to one, I will never next.
I'm here to report. Do not drive to this party.
In 10 years when I go back, I won't drive. Hopefully if I got my AI car going, my robot car.
Yeah, right?
Me, yeah.
Because apparently like Uber is like spending all their profit into like self-driving cars.
That'll be good, yeah. But you could take that Metro or the Green Line there. Awesome fest. So many breweries. Like it was nuts.
Yeah.
Like just great to see. There's a couple I posted on our Instagram stories, just new ones I hadn't seen. Yeah, I only tried a handful of beers. Nothing that I can really be like, that was my favorite of the fest, because I feel like I didn't have enough to be like, this was great.
Yeah. That's the first fest where I saw that tradition of, you see it at Phobab now, but the first time I saw it was bagpipes to kick off. Like, when you hear the bagpipes, that's when all the brewers start pouring.
Yeah, there were signs that some of the brewers had, like, when the bagpipes start, we start pouring. So, yeah, they had a lot of bands. I don't know, just like, awesome time. Like, no wonder people have spoke highly of the Oak Park microbrew for so long, and it's just one I had missed out on for so long.
Yeah, and too often we talk about a lot on the show, too often when summer months hit, you have to go like far outside of the city in order to go to a big beer fest, and that one is super close. So right on.
So yeah, keep an eye out of it. I posted some pictures on our Facebook page. Our Instagram, we're blowing that up. So you can pretty much know what we're going to talk about by following our Instagram lately. Yeah. So,
our gram is on fire right now. Yeah. I'm very excited about that.
So check that out and be sure to follow and like. You know, you got to like all of our photos too. We like that.
Yeah. Every single one.
That's cool. Well, that was my week. That was your week. What do we got coming up this week then?
Let's start Thursday, man. So Thursday at Delilah's.
Okay.
Thursday at Delilah's is a Scorched Tundra Metal and Vinyl Night. Scorched Tundra is the name of a metal festival. It's a two-day fest that's going to be at the Empty Bottle in September.
Okay.
So they're giving away tickets. It's kind of like a they're giving away tickets to that party, and then they're celebrating the beer release because Pipeworks brewed a beer with those guys. Actually, Alexi, who used to be at the Local Option, this is his metal festival. So he brewed a beer with Pipeworks, and he's throwing a 2-day metal fest at the Empty Bottle.
Okay.
And this is a get everyone excited about that. So it's Thursday, the 24th at 8 o'clock. It's metal and beer night. They're going to be spinning metal vinyl all night. It'll be a launch party for the Pipeworks beer, Scorched Tundra. And and there'll be giveaways for the festival in September.
Nice. Yeah. Sounds awesome.
So that's Thursday.
Okay. Kicking off the week strong here.
Yeah. And then Friday. Friday is the final Friday Night Lights.
The final one. Okay.
Yeah,
maybe,
last one.
Maybe so, I should go to this because I didn't make it to any of them.
Yeah, I haven't been to anyone either. One of them was right downtown on the river, too, last week.
Okay.
Yeah. That's Friday Night Lights. That's the Chew Chicago Illinois Craft Brewers Guild collaboration. $20 will get you 10 3-ounce pours. It's just a showcase for local breweries. This one's going to be in Ravenswood. It hops to different neighborhoods.
Yeah.
This last one will be in Ravenswood.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. That's Friday. Anything else on Friday?
That's all I got for Friday.
Saturday, there's this 4th annual Beverly Brews.
Right on, like Beverly the neighborhood?
Yeah, it's at the Beverly Arts Center. It's basically a beer, and there's food trucks. I think it's $50 gets you the VIP, and $35 gets you in for 3 to 4 hours Saturday afternoon from like 3 to 6 or something like that. Don't make it up to Beverly very often.
Yeah, so you're talking like
110th, 111th Street. I think 111th is Beverly Arts Center.
Yeah, sounds about right.
So check that out if you're on the south side or looking to make your way over there, especially if you're in like Blue Island area over that way, because that's right there too.
Yeah, for sure. And let's see, that's all I got actually for that week. I got something next week.
Okay.
Let's see, August 30th, which is next Wednesday, at Link's Tap Room.
Oh, nice.
A place we featured on the show. Let's see. Champion of the Sun is the latest beer from Stone Ailman and Two Brothers. So this is the crew behind the Dayman IPA.
Okay.
Right. So this is basically an imperial version of that. This is a version that they brewed at Stone Berlin.
Okay.
Yeah. So when they release it in bottles, it's only going to be in Magnum format, which is, I don't know. That sounds kind of cool. I've actually never purchased a Magnum, like, you know?
I have, because Ken and I did a hopcast where we in the hot tub with a Magnum. Magnum's in the hot tub.
That's wild, man. So, yeah, this is they're going to do 5 other beers that day, too, at Link's in Wicker Park.
That's, can you buy a Magnum that day?
I hope so, right?
Because what you need, like, you can't buy beer to go there.
Oh, because, it's not. They're not carry out. Yeah. So, I think this is I think they said this is the only one of the few accounts that it'll be on premise. So I think it'll be on draft that day. But you're right. I imagine but they do have a cooler. You know, I've been there plenty of nights and drank like all the Pipeworks.
Yeah, but why would you buy a Magnum at a bar?
That's true. That's no fun. You buy the Magnum and open it on like Friendsgiving or something.
Right, because you need like good photos. You want to like pass it around.
Yeah.
You need a photo of you pouring it into someone's mouth. That doesn't go. You can't do that at a bar.
No fun. Yeah. Good for them. I didn't know they were. I didn't know that thing was up and running.
Yeah.
So.
Nice. So that's next Wednesday.
Yeah, next Wednesday the 30th, and just like that, we're into.
That's the end of the month. What? Man. Okay. Well, yeah. Good thing we're mentioning that now, because sometimes these episodes don't go up until later on Wednesday or things like that. So nice to highlight those. And then every week we try to wrap up the show here with some beer news.
Right on.
What's been happening this week? These aren't always Chicago focused either.
Yeah. We'll start with a big one, FOBAB. Right. FOBAB looks like they released their dates and their ticket price. Their ticket price is up to $85.
Okay.
I want to say last year it was like a $50 ticket. Do you remember that?
I don't know. I think we're spoiled, so we don't really know.
That's true. It's $85. It definitely was not $85 last year.
Okay.
FOBAB is one of those events, though, where like.
Fun.
I mean, $85, does that include food?
No.
Right.
No food. Ciders?
Yeah.
You get ciders, you get sours, you get barrel aged beers. Revolution's been showing up with like Fist City or
Crusher. They'll have like a like a little section, like a session section.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, where you can just take a break. Yeah.
Which is nice to have.
So FOBAP tickets are out. It's almost FOBAP season already. Speaking of Revolution, their Oktoberfest, this is their 6th annual Oktoberfest. Usually they have it at the production facility, you know, on Kedzie. This time they're going to do it, it's going to be a street fest, and they're going to do it outside of the brew pub, the original brew pub on Milwaukee.
Oh, they're shutting down Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Whoa.
So instead of, so it's moving locations. That'll be the 29th and the 30th. Yeah.
Of
September.
September. So end of September. Okay. Definitely going to have to make that. They're that shutting down for 2 days?
That sounds fun. I kind of feel like, I don't know if you went to the...
How are they shutting down Milwaukee?
Deschutes. If you went to the Deschutes Fest, there was like, there's a little lot just north on Milwaukee. Or that'd be south, just south of Milwaukee. There's a little lot right there.
I guess the Wicker Park Fest shuts down Milwaukee.
Yeah, that's true.
Often, so.
Yeah.
I guess maybe not that crazy. I guess shutting down like Ashland or something would be crazier.
Yeah, Milwaukee. There's a lot of stuff on Milwaukee. A lot of foot traffic on Milwaukee anyway.
All right.
Yeah. The good folks at Goose Island have revamped their barrel warehouse. So now it's going to be like a full-on event center.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're previewing that space on the 30th at 7 p.m.
And this is the one over by, like, Garfield Park.
Yeah, so this is way west. Yeah, that one, the new one. So that's one of the largest barrel programs in the country, right? Mm-hmm. They say Alltech, the guys who make the Kentucky, Kentucky
Bourbon
Ale. Like, that's, like, the only beer they make. I mean, like, I think they officially have the largest. Then after that, it's... Founders for bourbon barrels and Goose, because Goose has bourbon, but they also have a lot of wine barrels for the sisters.
Nice. Okay.
So, but those are your top three for barrel warehouses for beer.
Makes sense. Cool.
Yeah. Stephanie Isaac, Girl and the Goat, Goat Group Catering is the exclusive caterer for parties at that space.
Oh, okay.
So that ought to be good.
That makes sense because I think Gary Gully now works for Goose Island.
Gary,
Not Gary Gully, Gary Valentine.
Gary
Valentine. Gary Gully is alarmist.
Cherry Valentine is the beer they named after him.
Okay. So you probably, sweeten that deal a little bit.
You know, carrying some weight in these streets, Brad.
Yeah, that seems maybe a little unfair, right? just going to say it. Like, it's all who you know. Yeah. All who you know.
It's true. This is Chicago we're talking about.
Yeah, it's all, that's how we work. we got Alaskan Brewing coming here, right?
Alaskan coming via Lakeshore. Cheers to Lakeshore. They're launching Sun King this week all throughout the city. You can go to sunking.com to find out where they're going to be. They launched at Reggie's last night. I missed that. I meant to go, but I was pooped.
Okay.
Dude, after the eclipse thing, the eclipse wore me out. The lack of, the dud that was the eclipse. I was like, dude, I'm going to bed. Also, I missed it. But yeah, they're in town all over the place. Mm-hmm. Also, they're bringing in Alaskan.
Yeah, so Alaskan, they're, from Alaska, but they're down in the...
Is this Alaskan brew?
Or up in Alaska. You can get them in, like, Portland. That's often where I see them now. Wife being from Alaska, very familiar with them and have had a lot of their beers. They're very good beers. They're not sexy beers. But they are good beers.
Yeah, it says here that the their Alaskan smoked porter since 1988 has won 21 medals at the Great American Beer Fest. That is unprecedented, the most medals of all time for one particular beer.
Yeah, that beer is great.
Yeah, it's everything.
But it's one of those beers, kind of like a Bourbon County, you're not drinking it all the time.
Yeah.
Even if you could get it all the time, you wouldn't be drinking it all the time.
Yeah.
But they make some other really good beers. I think they make an ESB. That's good.
I'd be down for checking out their launch events, even if it's just the one. Because, I'd like their stuff more. Uh-huh.
Cool.
And good for Lakeshore, man, because, the Windy City crew, they had their expo this week. And the biggest distributors in town are probably, Glunns, Windy City, and Lakeshore, right? And, Lakeshore is the Goose House. They also have Brooklyn Brewing. And now they're brewing Sun King and Alaskan. But, everyone else in town has to do something because that lineup at Windy City is pretty killer.
Right.
You're talking to everybody from Floyd's to Half Acre to Lagunitas.
Pipeworks on that too?
Pipeworks is independent, but the smart money says they'll probably go Windy City.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they just have a solid lineup front to back. So it's cool that Lakeshore is keeping it interesting, bringing in fun stuff that people get to. So.
Cool. Anything else in the news?
No, man. That's it for news.
Let's do it. Let's get out of here. Let's finish up our sour, blueberry sours. Nick, where can people find you, get in touch when we're not recording?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter, at BRad. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. Instagram, we mentioned a couple times. Check that out. Probably almost every day.
Yeah,
beer,
pretty much.
A beer photo going up. So check that out, / or at Chicago Beer Pass. Facebook page, / Chicago Beer Pass. We're posting events, sharing additional photos that, you know, we don't want to flood Instagram with photos.
Got to show FB some love,
yeah,
too, man.
So you see other stuff there. So check that out as well. And then we'll be back next week with a new episode. Take care.
Cheers.